Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find it at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019. I'm joined by Jamie Horner, the general manager at Evert's AV. Jamie, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you, Gary.
So tell me a little bit about what Evert's has going on for ISE 2019 this year.
So we actually, I've sort of broken it down into three sections that we're sort of detailing. We have a platform which we had introduced in previous shows, which was our MMA 10G platform, MMA being multimedia aggregation, 10 gig. What we really sort of specialize in as a vendor is leveraging a network to route audio video signals.
Sure.
So MMA was introduced about 5 years ago. It was actually based on a platform that our company did for broadcaster and large scale deployment. So it's really meant for the live events applications. So we're sort of streamlined to a very fast, large scale enterprise style solution, but with a twist where we're routing audio video from the AV world perspective. So it's picking up consumer electronics interfaces like HDMI, DisplayPort, VGA, et cetera, as well as, you know, some of the broadcast standards like SDI.
Sure. I'm very familiar with the Evert's line of products from the broadcast world. I was a broadcast engineer for many years until I got into the higher education world of classroom AV. And I love hearing that these are starting to merge, because I know there's been this pain point for people like me where you've got a broadcast facility, but you need to bring in some of those consumer devices or vice versa. So it's nice that people like you are bridging the gap.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, our foot in the door with from the AV point of view. You know, as I mentioned, it was around 5 years ago, we had predominantly been a baseband broadcast router solution provider. So we were providing large SDI matrices, right? So that was our go-to. We developed a solution working in partnership with a large sports broadcaster that we sort of brought to bear a new way of approaching the problem. You know, due to, you know, signal resolution formats going up, scale of projects going up, whereas, you know, you sort of started tapping out on the traditional baseband side. So we developed a way of utilizing a sort of Ethernet-based transport and sort of developed towards that, using that as a media for transporting the video and audio data. So we build the products that capture video and audio, encapsulate, put it at over 10 gig, goes into a switch fabric, and then, you know, you route it like you would a baseband router, and then off to the egress point. So for us, it was about improving upon baseband, but not completely changing the workflows or completely changing the way, you know, the quality experience for the platform would present itself. So that's how we started. And so prominently, you know, first at the gate, we were working only on SDI. So, you know, having now this really flexible sort of network-based middle, which is agnostic to, you know, video format and audio format.
Yeah.
Basically, your gateways deal with, you know, the sort of connector. We're now just moving raw video and audio through a network. So that's when we started, you know, producing gateways that could support other formats like HDMI and then get those into the network. And then with some clever tricks in the, you know, the sort of receive side or receive gateways in our case, we can, you know, scale and format whatever resolution you need to match the destination or the sync device. So it's really cool. You can, you can definitely take, you know, an SDI signal, which could be now 3G SDI or even 12G SDI 4K, and route that to a, you know, a HDMI destination that's maybe connected to a 720p monitor.
Yeah, your average computer display or something like that.
Right, and our system will handle the format conversion.
All of the scaling and everything. You don't have to think about it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then there's a little, you know, with the broadcast nuances, we, you know, there's things like synchronization built in, so you can synchronize your outputs to a, you know, to a reference, plant reference.
Right.
So if you wanted to feed that into like a production switch or a vision mixer, you need all the content to be coherent.
Yeah.
Traditionally in broadcast, it's always been frame synchronized on the ingest side.
Yep.
In this system, we actually frame synchronized on the egress side.
Interesting.
So it completely simplifies, because in, you know, as you said, as you start to get into more of the AV world and you start seeing in live event spaces a mixture of some HDMI with SDI, it's not easy to start, you know, adding synchronization on HDMI coming from a set-top
box. It's really expensive and broken out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in our system, you can lock the output timing to a reference point that the switcher would also reference, all handled at the egress point.
That's very nice.
So it allows you to build these really cool, seamless live event spaces with some element of production, some of that, you know, broadcast level production, and a lot more. We're seeing a lot more clients looking for, we need something that's kind of AV and kind of broadcast. And that's really where the MMA 10G platform fits in the market today.
Very nice. So tell me about this Nucleus product line.
Yeah, so Nucleus, you know, is a counterpoint. So, you know, we're talking about MMA, we're talking about 10 gig. We're talking about fairly large, you know, scale enterprise, where we were not kind of hitting the market for a lot of people's needs were the more general purpose applications, workspaces, meeting rooms, divisible meeting rooms, you know, just general AV. A lot of organizations aren't looking to deploy high bandwidth network connectivity.
Right.
So, you know, they're looking to utilize what they already have from an infrastructure point of view. So they already have copper cabling.
Right.
Simple, you know,
1 gig.
Simple stuff. So Nucleus is cool in that we've leveraged this gateway platforms that we put together for MMA and 10 gig, leveraging those with some additional, you know, technology that's burnt in, to allow us to take content and then put it down and compress it down to a 1 gig level bandwidth. So same really cool ecosystems that you can build and mix and match, but now you're using 1 gig, you're using a standard, you know, commercially off the shelf switch fabric. So you can you can now pick and choose your infrastructure, your network. You're not reliant on a vendor. You can, you know, use what you're familiar with as an IT department, and then you can deploy Nucleus on that pre-existing system and get that high level, high grade, you know, high quality, low latency experience, but over a sort of traditional lower cost 1 gig network. I mean, the systems, as we're showing them on the booth, we're comparing them side by side. So you can see as a taste test, what does 1 gig versus 10 gig get me, right?
Right.
And quality wise, it's very, very close. Latency, there's obviously a subtle amount more latency in our 1 gig solution because we have the additional compression, but you're not, you know, you're seeing a couple frames of additional latency. So it's not tremendous. So it's still pretty close to zero. What people are experiencing though, and you know, the 1 gig side is great because it's, like I said, it's easy to deploy. It's lower cost. Anyone can effectively turn a network into an AV router. So from that point of view, Nucleus is amazing. And it's really been focused at that type of IT AV deployment model of very easy, add a device, put it on the network, and the system does the rest. You don't have to sort of go and do a bunch of courses on building, IP routing networks. Where they kind of get a little different is that as you grow the 1 gig network for larger scale deployments, more and more endpoints, the complexity of that network goes up and up and up. So you're taking on a larger design into the network side when you're going into larger expansion. So whereas with MMA, where we have a purpose-built network switch that Evertz provides, and we have that, you know, going up to a tremendous size. We have a 2000 port 10 gig switch we can sell you. So you really can't, you know, typically hit the maximums. So network design is simple. The system is shipped end to end from a single vendor. So there's no programming required. There's no additional setup of the
plug
middle of the network. It's all kind of factory tested and, you know, plug and play. But because it was built for broadcast and to mimic a baseband workflow, you're going to see, you know, instantaneous switching. So when you hit take, immediately the video is going to, you know, switch.
It'll be there.
Yeah. So it's when you look back to the 1 gig network, we're using the switch to do a lot of that the network switch, sorry, to do that routing for us. Mm-hmm. And so you have those join and leave time, you know, challenges. So your interval time between, you know, source A to source B on a switch can take a bit longer.
Right.
And if you think of a live event and you're switching content up to a large screen,
you know, you don't want that.
You don't want to sit there and wait for the video to change or go through a session of black before it appears.
Right.
So that's where we're MMA.
Sometimes that can be several seconds right
exactly.
now. Exactly. Yeah, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. So that quality of experience can sort of start to suffer when you're thinking about it, using it in a live event space, and that's where MMA's forte is. But if you're using it in a general purpose space, you're in a meeting room, something simple, a divisible, you know, space.
You can handle it then.
Yeah.
But when you're driving a Jumbotron for, you know, a major sporting event or something like that, you don't want a break in it.
Exactly.
Black is a sound of, or a sight of losing money.
That's right. That's right. So you have that. And you have, you know, exactly. There are many, these big sporting events, esports, now they're very big. That style of having a presenter in multiple screens, and they're cutting angles, and they want that all to be live and rock and roll. They don't want it to
seamless.
Be so you know, so that's where the two systems kind of differ, but similar, but you know, there are some aspects that make them different.
Two totally different applications. Makes good sense. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to hang out with me. If people want to find out more about these products and they're not here on the floor, where can they go find out?
Everything that we're showing at the show is all on our website, which is av.everts.com, EVERTZ.com. You can look them all up there. That's the best place to start.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it again. Thanks so much for joining me. That does it for this Trade Show Minute. To hear the full ISE coverage, visit our microsite, ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.